From the late 1950s through the mid-1960s, an instrumental combination rose to prominence in jazz, the organ combo, sometimes just a trio with organ, guitar, and drums, and sometimes with sax. Jazz organists like Jimmy Smith, Don Patterson, and Jack McDuff popularized bringing the Hammond organ into jazz with a soul-influenced sound. And indeed, some of the soul and funk of the 1960s probably owes a lot to those jazz organ combos. After falling out of favor, the organ combo made a strong comeback in the 1980s and 90s and continues popular, despite the fact that the iconic Hammond B3 organ, around which the sound revolves, has not been manufactured in that form for many years. Modesky, Martin, and Wood have become popular on the jam band scene in an organ combo framework that also includes a lot of other keyboards. This week we have a CD by a fairly eclectic band with the instrumentation of a standard organ trio, but with vocals and a style that runs from New Orleans funk to country. The group call themselves Po' Boys, spelled with a Z at the end, and their new CD is perhaps appropriately called Country Funk. Po' Boys are from the Boston area and consist of organist Keith Hollis, who also plays some other vintage keyboards at times, guitarist Andrew Wrigley, and drummer Sean Buzzy Mannion. Hollis was part of the late soul singer Solomon Burke's band. All do vocals. Po' Boys released a CD in 2005 that was mostly instrumental, but the new recording is a kind of roots rock and funk hybrid. While there are two instrumentals on country funk, including one with a kind of Latin sound, most of the CD is an appealing rootsy and soul blend. All three members contribute to the compositions in various combinations. Most of the music is self-contained, played by the band and sounding essentially live. There is one added backing vocalist, and a little incongruously for a funky organ combo, a steel guitar player on one track, perhaps one inspiration for the album title Country Funk. Despite the soul, funk, jam band complexion of the recording, the group does put some effort into their lyrics. They range from a good time invitation to groove to the music to a kind of a sad song. The band are quite good at balancing the almost conflicting stylistic currents that come together on their CD. The opening piece is called Countryside of Life by organist Hollis. It combines a New Orleans groove with lyrics about getting back to the simpler things. It's a nice example of the band's interesting mix of influences. Gonna have bacon and biscuits, catfish along with gumbo. There'll be buckwheat on your trouser, but your head won't be in a disco. Tell your friends tune by guitarist Wrigley, All I Need, involves the services of the backing vocalist. It's got a great old-time rock groove, reminiscent of Traffic's Feeling All Right.
Looking back now, I know that I have been a fool. I've been loving, there's nothing I was taught in school. I'm searching for a start to something new.
A bit more serious lyrically is Reno Blues, a story of gambling addiction. Musically, the tune also highlights the group's rock and funk blend.
Baby to the rescue, I'm out of cash. Give me one more spin, gonna be my last. I came up busted, gotta get out soon. It's 12 o'clock, I got the Reno Blues.
The first of the instrumentals is called Big Sur. It's an extended piece that evokes the sound of Carlos Santana. Despite its length, it's structured a lot more tightly than a typical jam band tune. One of the good time tunes is Bunky's Basement, a kind of retro rock soul song about getting together for the fun of playing music.
Every single person who lives in town will roll on in to Bunky's Basement Lounge. If you're feeling funky, just call on Bunky. He's drinking
Po' Boys covers a song by Robbie Robertson and the band, Caledonia Mission. Organ was always prominent in the band, so the song is not that far outside the box for Po' Boys. But the steel guitar is not what you would expect from an organ combo.
If the good times get you through, I know the dogs won't bother you. We'll be gone in moonshine time. I got a place they'll never find.
Another facet of Po' Boys comes out on Living Strong, an original tune by guitarist Andrew Wrigley, who plays some acoustic guitar. Lyrically, it's more along the lines of a singer-songwriter than an organ jam band.
I can see the color in your eyes, brighter than the morning sky. You look at me and start to wonder why. Can't you leave this place and learn to fly?
The CD ends with its other instrumental, Elmore, a joint composition by all three of the Po' Boys. Wrigley plays some slide guitar, which gives the otherwise rocky piece a bluesy tinge. Country Funk, the fairly appropriately named CD by the Boston area group Po' Boys, is an interesting recording and one that evokes familiar sounds from the past. The group takes the standard jazz organ combo setting with a good old vintage Hammond B3 organ, including the pedal board to provide the bass, plus guitar and drums, and turns it into a mixture of sounds that the group members have obviously absorbed, from soul and funk to New Orleans grooves to roots rock with a touch of Latin and even some country twang. It all comes out surprisingly well, with the mixture of styles not sounding forced at all. The vocals and lyrics take the organ combo in a whole other direction that works quite well, and yet maintains a kind of timeless sound that can appeal to at least a couple of generations of music fans. The band seems to avoid flashy musicianship, and they don't really get into extended jams on the CD, though one could easily imagine Po' Boys doing so while playing live. Our grade for sound quality is an A-. The band went to a well-known Hollywood studio, Sage & Sound, to record with engineer Greg Ledinsky, who kept things sonically understated, avoiding both trendy studio effects and deliberate attempts to degrade the sound to emulate old recordings, which often happens with retro-sounding bands. The usual points are deducted, however, for the volume compression that was applied in the mindless quest for loudness. It's nice when even the seemingly simplest of groups turn out to be something different from what is expected. Po' Boys CD Country Funk does that in an easygoing manner. This is George Graham.